This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
You are listening to the number one horse podcast in the world. Here's your entertaining look at the horse world and the people in it.
Happy Candy Hangover, everybody. I am Glenn the Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings in Norman, Oklahoma. And you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for November 1st, episode 2303, brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
Hey, Horse World. It's Friday.
When I get off of work on Friday.
Everybody's favorite day of the week on Horses in the Morning.
Well, we don't have a producer on today's show. It's just us.
Oh, my gosh. What are they thinking?
I don't know. But we do have a guest coming on. We have one of our auditors, Kayla, coming on. And what are you guys talking about?
So we're going to do a little horse buying 101. We've had a lot of listeners that are kind of asking questions about buying horses. And she works in a sales barn. And I have bought a lot of inappropriate horses. I'm just kidding. I have a lot of experience.
You've had a few successful ones over the years.
Yes. I've been a buyer's agent for quite some time, helping people find their horses. So we both have a little bit of experience, and we can tell you what to do and what not to do. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. And basically, it's just Kayla and I swapping horse buying stories, and hopefully you guys will like it, because I think it's going to be, I don't know, I've been like actually doing like notes and stuff preparing
what?
For this segment. Yes,
I've been preparing for our show. Let me write the date down. We also
had a candy hangover. I have too much energy.
Yeah, well, that must have been you were awake all night after eating all those Snickers bars. So and I saw your outfits. Very cute.
Thank
superhero
you.
Outfits, very cute.
I was Captain Marvel, Chad was Captain America, and Lucas was Spider-Man.
How many little Spider-Men were there out there?
There was no shortage of Spider-Man, but you know what I was also thrilled about is there were so many girls dressed as Captain Marvel, and I was like,
oh, cool.
Yes, yeah. It was awesome.
Good.
Girl power.
Yay. Were any of them flying with gold things around their head?
Nobody had hair on fire,
okay,
so I was
checking.
Right along, everything had it fitting right in.
That's good. All right, so I have an announcement before we get to, by the way, really bad ads later in the show too. So I have an announcement before we get to Daily Winnie's, and we're very excited. We have our first two guest announcements for Radiothon. On the Dressage Hour, comedian Pam Stone will be coming on. You might remember her from Coach. She was the girls' team coach on the television show Coach, and is also a comedian. She travels the country doing comedy, had a radio show for a lot of years. She's coming on. She's very funny. And also, Debbie set this one up, and yesterday we had the pleasure of recording it, so we know this is going to happen because it's already in the can. Priscilla Presley came on. She was absolutely delightful.
Never heard of her.
Yeah. And she, it was fun hearing about Christmas and Elvis and Graceland and the horses. You're going to love this interview. She was precious.
Awesome.
And she just lit up when she started to talk about the horses of Graceland. So you're going to love that. I think you're really going to like that interview. So those are the first two announcements of celebrities coming on at Radiothon. We'll be talking more about it on Monday because, you know what? It's really time for you guys to buckle down. You only have a couple of weeks to get your entries in. So we'll talk more about that on Monday. I have another bit of audio for you. Speaking of celebrities, James Corden has his late night show. You know,
he's one of my favorites.
And
he's
all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he had Arnold on. Arnold Schwarzenegger was on. And I don't know if many people know this, but Arnold has a little mini in his backyard, and his name is TikTok. And listen to this interview about TikTok.
You posted a video clip the other week. Now, is this true? That this clip here, this is Arnold's little pony. Let's have a look at this clip here. Look.
Now, in this clip, Arnold's on a bike riding around the backyard with the mini. And they're chasing each other, running around. The mini's bucking. Arnold's chasing him. And then the pony's chasing Arnold. It's really cute.
Where did this little pony come from? And what is your relationship like?
It is my daughter's, Catherine. It's her pony. And, you know, it ended up in my house. Somehow.
So it happens.
She used to have it, and then, you know, she It ended up at my house, and now I take care of it for the last 10 years already. And it is really absolutely fun. It walks into the house. It just, you know,
no takes, way. It comes takes in any the of house. The food.
Yeah. The only problem I have is she always wants to go upstairs at night with us to the bedroom. And so, you know, to explain to her that she can't go upstairs is always how she gets really upset when I take it into the stable and put it to the bed in her own stable, right?
Yeah.
And then we go to sleep. So, I mean, she still doesn't understand that she can't sleep with us.
Isn't that cute?
Oh, my God. I love Arnold more now.
It is cute. And he has a little tiny little shed barn built for the mini in the backyard. By the way, a very nice backyard. Tennis courts, pool, all that stuff. But then there's this little shed, and apparently the mini just has a run of the place. So isn't that cool?
That's awesome. I think Arnold needs to come on and be on the
I know. We need to get Arnold show. On. We'll have to try. I love what he said, too. It just kind of showed up. Yep, that's what happens. They just kind of show up. All right, Daily Winnie time. Happy birthdays to Michaela Rose Strokel, Brennan Dennis, and Courtney Dew. Okay, wait a minute. We have Strokel, Dennis, and Dew. It does sound like a law firm, doesn't it? Strokel, Dennis, and Dew. Also, a second part of my Daily Winnie to Jessica Isbrecht, who you all know because she's been on our show so many times. She's the one traveling across the country with their horses and has come on the show to tell us about her great trail riding adventures. Well, she was with Karen Chatton, host of the Endurance episode, and they were on a Halloween ride together, a 50-miler yesterday, and her horse River, Jessica's horse River, won second place and received the highest vet score in the open 50-miler. So congratulations to them. Isn't that cool?
Kind of hard to compete for a vet score with somebody who literally is riding their horse everywhere
every
in the entire country every day.
Exactly. This horse is in shape. So it was her first 50 miler, I believe, though. I don't think she's done a 50 yet. So that was kind of neat. And the fact that she was there with Karen is kind of neat, too. By the way, they were all in costume. They rode these. They rode the 50 miles in costume because it was a Halloween ride.
Here's my costume. I'm going to ride and dress up as an endurance rider. And not get chafed.
Good job. There were some cute pictures of all of them out there. And Jessica, we're proud of you. Well done.
My Daily Winnie goes out to somebody I just learned about, and that is the Switch Witch. Do you know what a Switch Witch is, Glenn?
Switch Witch? No.
The Switch Witch is a witch that lives up in the clouds. And after Halloween, you can put out all of your Halloween candy and trade, and the Switch Witch will switch your candy for a toy. So the Switch Witch is going to receive an offering tonight, depending on how much Lucas decides to leave for the Switch Witch will depend on the size of his prize. So if he just puts like a few pieces out for the Switch Witch, he doesn't really get a big thing. But the more candy he puts out, the bigger the percentage of his candy, the bigger the prize is from the Switch Witch. Isn't that awesome?
I would not trade my candy for a toy.
Oh, my God. There's a potential that the Switch Witch could bring a Lego set, which he would trade. He would trade a finger.
He's a big Lego guy.
Yes, because when he was born, I proclaimed, there will be no Legos in this house. I will not step on a Lego. I used to step on my brother's Lego. We will not do that. And, of course, I married a total nerd who loves Legos. So they've been there's Legos everywhere in this house.
And there are
everywhere.
So many different kinds of Legos now. You could never have all the Legos. Just so many different ones.
I feel like you can have them all because we have them all. But yet they still keep coming, different packs and things.
We went
build.
In London to the largest toy store in London. I mean, it's huge. It's like seven
stories.
I
recommended that to you.
Yes. Well, you were there, right? The whole Lego floor?
Yes.
Complete Lego floor. I mean, they had everything Lego.
We let Lucas pick out one toy from there. Guess what he got? Legos.
There you go. That was a cool store, but it was packed. Oh my God, was it busy. Can you imagine that store at Christmas time?
No. Oh.
It would be a nightmare. I loved everybody demonstrating things there, though. But now we're totally off on a tangent.
Switch Witch.
I never knew about the Switch Witch. That's a new thing that parents invented to keep their kids from eating all the sugar.
Yeah, my kid does not need any more candy.
It's a good idea, actually. All right, let's pray before we go to Kayla real quick. Let's pick. We have just a couple minutes. Let's pick our Breeders' Cup lineup, and we'll just do the classic. So we'll do the Breeders' Cup Classic. And as you all know, and we did talk about it on Wednesday. If anybody missed Wednesday's show, we talked about it. Let's see here. Breeders' Cup Classic. I always pick by name, and I'll run down the names of the horses running. So we have McKenzie, Code of Honor, Vino Rosso, Elate, Higher Power, Yoshida, Mongolian Groom, Owen Dale, Seeking the Soul, War of Will, and Math Wizard. So,
well, we know the Math Wizard isn't going to run fast. No.
You know, there's not a, you know, usually I go by name because there's some that just jump out.
You know what? You know what? I'll go by name this time.
Oh, okay. Because none are jumping out at me.
By the way, Math Wizard is probably going to win because they said that. But
30 to 1, too.
The highest odds. My barrier is her name is McKenzie. And so I have not. Due to all the drama at Santa Anita and all the, I cannot believe they did not move the Breeders' Cup. But that being said, I can't believe they didn't move it just due to the fact of the bad press. Yes, I understand what Scott said on Wednesday with now they have so many safety things implemented and blah, blah, blah that nobody else has. However, I can't believe they didn't move it. That being said. That's number one. So I haven't really been paying that much attention to racing because I really didn't want to get into it, but now I'm into it, but I don't have like a total, like, you know, I never have a guaranteed pick, but I don't have a really good pick. So I'm going to go with McKenzie because that's the name of my farrier and I love her.
So that you're just picking a winner. You're not going to pick three.
Oh, am I supposed to pick three? Okay. Well, let's just pick a winner, Glenn. Let's just go for the winner.
Well, I was going with a military theme, so I was picking military names. And if I'm going with a military theme, I almost have to go with Code of Honor. So yes. I'm going Code of Honor.
Okay. All those right, are so neither
we
one of us.
We picked like two favorites.
we didn't pick a long shot in between the
I
two
did
of us.
Have, of course, if I'm going military theme, I had War of Will and Higher Power in there, too.
Higher Power is religious. That's not military.
Yeah, but, you know, if you're in a battle, God, if God's on your side, that's a good thing. So that's how I rationalize that.
So who are you going with?
I'm going with Code of Honor.
Okay, Code of Honor and then McKenzie. Write that down, producer. Okay. Oh, we don't producer. We won't remember who we pick next Monday anyway. It doesn't really matter. Hey, oh my God, Glenn.
What?
Where's my present?
What's your
in the mail?
What
because
present?
What's the date today?
Oh, it's November 1st.
I win a prize for remembering. This is our 10-year anniversary.
How did we neither one of us remember that till just now?
Is it 10 years?
Yeah, we started in 2010. No, it's 9 years.
9-year anniversary. Okay, well then
we're going into our 10th year.
We're going into our 10th year. So 9-year anniversary. Yes. I finally remembered our anniversary on the
Happy
actual
anniversary.
Day. Happy anniversary.
I'll find the music and play it later.
Moving on.
First, let's talk about one of our sponsors that's been with us for all 9 years. 9 years, 2,300 episodes. When I tell people that one show has 2,300 episodes, they laugh because nobody does that. So here we go.
This Nutrition Minute is brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products, the company that simplifies your search for research-proven nutritional supplements at kppusa.com.
Did you know that easy keepers and horses on restricted diets are often at risk for vitamin and mineral deficiencies? Most easy keepers are maintained on hay, and some get a few handfuls of grain a day, and most of these horses get little to no green grass. Diets that don't include significant levels of green grass or recommended amounts of fortified concentrates just don't supply enough vitamins and minerals. Many horse folks don't realize that hay alone, even high-quality green hay, is not an adequate source of many vitamins. For example, when grass is cut and dried for hay, the vitamins quickly lose their potency. 70% of the vitamin E found in grass is lost in the first week after it is cut for hay. One way to ensure that your special needs horse is getting all the vitamins and minerals he needs is to add a vitamin and mineral supplement to his diet. A well-balanced supplement will provide the nutrients your horse requires without adding unwanted calories, starches, and sugars. Microphase, made by Kentucky Performance Products, is a vitamin and trace mineral supplement that bridges the gap in your feeding program. With Microphase, your horse receives adequate and balanced vitamin and mineral nutrition without unwanted calories or other ingredients. The minerals in Microphase have been chelated, a process that protects minerals during digestion and increases their absorption in the intestine. Microphase provides vitamins, such as vitamin E, in a natural form, so your horse receives optimal results from this supplement.
This Nutritional Minute has been brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. You can find all of their terrific products at kppusa.com.
Happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary. Pour a cheerful toast and fill it.
Happy anniversary.
Yay. Yay, happy anniversary. It took you that long to find that, huh?
It did. I was looking forward to the time. All right, let's call Kayla. Of course, Auditor Kayla has been on with us several times
You've
here on the show.
Kayla Benny of Selkoot Sport Horses. Please leave me your name, number, and a brief message.
Kayla?
Dang.
How can we call you if you're on the phone? She's probably trying to sell a horse.
Get off the phone, Kayla. I mean, we are late, to be fair. We were supposed to call her 5 minutes ago.
That's no excuse. That's no excuse. So we started November 1st of 2010.
Yes.
It was right after the World Equestrian Games. The World Equestrian Games have, she says it never rang. So, I'll try again. It had just ended and we were crazy enough to try and start a daily show right after that.
Yeah. And we did, I did 5 days a week with you for quite some time. I think up until Lucas was born.
What year was he born?
2013.
Wow. So you did 3 years. Kayla, are
Kayla?
You there?
Yes, I'm here. I was nervous to say hello because you warned me I was going to be live.
Just don't cuss. It's okay.
Yeah, that's right.
No swearing.
We were talking about, Jamie just remembered it. It's our anniversary today, 9 years.
How special.
Look at you. Okay. You're on the 9-year anniversary show.
Apparently not too special.
I'm
neither one of us remembered.
I finally remembered. Well, hey, what Kayla and I are going to talk about. Kayla works for and owns Selkoot Sport Horses. Tell everybody a little bit about yourself and your business, Kayla.
So I started Selkoot Sport Horses in 2014. It's a training and sales barn. I primarily focus on young horses. And I actually also ride for another sales barn, Benchmark Sport Horses, which is a thoroughbred sales barn. And I got really interested in sales when I started working for a sale yard over in England, when I graduated high school in 2006, and called Euro Horses. They don't operate anymore, but because sales is hard. but it's extremely rewarding. I find selling the right horse to the right rider and watching them go out and succeed and meet their goals and exceed their goals and meet goals that they didn't even know they had, is just so rewarding to me. So that's the most, like the most fun part of sales to me. There's a lot of trials and tribulations in between, but, the reward is great.
Yeah. And so Kayla kind of focuses on horses that are younger, and I kind of focus on finding horses for younger people. So we're going to kind of come at you with both experiences to where Kayla is the kind of person that buy a horse I'm looking for. I don't care if it's a little crazy. I can fix it. You know, like I don't care if it has this, I can fix it. But what you can't fix is something that somebody's buying for a child. And
exactly.
So, I guess let's just kind of, I don't know if you made bullet points or anything, but I kind of wanted to go through, like, okay, number one thing to think about if you're buying a horse, like a young horse, what would you say, Kayla?
Young horse, the number one thing for me is temperament. They can be, you know, and with temperament, I mean the overall brain itself, like they can be wild, but do they take direction easily? If they, you know, what's their instinct? Do they want to retaliate and say, no, I have better ideas, or, huh, that's a good idea. Maybe I should try it. Because I can work with those. I can train that. It takes me longer. And from just a sales perspective, it takes me longer, which costs me more money in the long run, which means I'm not going to actually make more money unless the horse is amazing, which they all are in their own ways. But
so from a perspective of sales, you focus on what you're buying for is you're buying a brain. And it's funny because that I would say is the exact first thing that you would buy if you're looking for a kid's horse is temperament, but a completely different idea of temperament. I want a horse for a child that literally doesn't care. You know, you can pop a balloon over here and the child can lead the horse around. And it, you know, you see that magic when a child leads a horse around and the horse puts his head down and kind of walks alongside the child. Like that's number one. Can they touch it everywhere? Can, you know, they accidentally touch the flank and the horse doesn't swish its tail or stomp its back foot? Can they groom it comfortably? Can they touch its legs and its feet? Is it a horse that has the temperament that says, yes, I will forgive you for whatever because you're a child? Horses read intentions, you know, is this horse reading the child's intention or not? So temperament, we're going to agree on both of those for sure. What would you say is another thing that you really look for in buying a horse? Say you're buying a horse for a client, not just you for a sales barn, but like you've got a client that is an accomplished rider. Cause that's kind of who you would buy horses for is more higher performance buyers, right?
Yeah, I mean, I do have a lot of adult amateur ladies as well. And I say ladies because it's predominantly a women's sport, especially at the lower levels. I buy for all. And, you know, it's not just high performance, but there are different checklists for sure. For a higher end client, you know, I'm going to go then on trying to match their goals. We just have to be realistic about the horse. Are there goals to compete upper levels? Is the horse green but shows ability to compete at the upper levels, or is it already competing at the upper levels? That's a very loaded question, actually.
But basically making sure that the horse matches the goals of the rider and the horse is capable of matching the goals of the rider.
Yes.
Okay.
And that the rider then, you know, also suits the horse.
Sure. Sure. Of course.
Which, I mean, you know, obviously.
Well, I mean, there's some riders that are a little more high anxiety and you cannot put them on a horse that has sensitive nature. You know, you want to find something that's less sensitive. So, that's why I like geldings. I'm high anxiety and I get along better with geldings because they forgive my anxiety. So another big, really big bullet point that I would like to say is you guys write this down. In the world, not every word, but in the world of social media, people have posted their ad online. People have put photos of their horse online. Before I will drive to your house, I want a video of the horse. Remember, this is for a kid. I want a video of the horse walk, trot, canter in both directions on a loose rein. If you cannot provide me that video, I am not going to waste my time coming out to see your horse. I can't get a video. Bull. I take videos of myself. Set the dang phone down in the ground, reverse the camera angle, and just watch it and then ride the horse. If you come in and out of the frame, that's okay. But for the most part, it's not that hard to get a video in this social media. Everybody has a mini computer in their pocket, you know, so it's not hard to get a walk, trot, canter video in both directions on a loose rein. And if you can't get that video, it's because you can't perform that. And then I don't need to waste your time or mine. What's like one thing that you are kind of you set on like that, Kayla?
For me, and it's more of, I want to see the horse. Like if I'm looking at videos, I mean, again, you need to have walk, trot, canter. If they jump, pop over a small fence or put them through a jump chute, because I'm buying predominantly jumping horses. So I want to just see what their natural ability, like how they take off and land from the fence. You know, and then if the horse is competing, I want to see a video of them at a competition.
Because
again, sometimes on paper, the competition doesn't go as planned, but like maybe the show jump round was beautiful and the horse, like, you know, there's so many circumstances that go into it pulling a rail and the show jumping or having a bobble on the cross country. I just want to see what it's like in its environment.
Because sometimes you can look at the records of the competition records online, and why did that horse have a rail? Why did that horse have a stop? If it was the rider's fault, I want to see it. You know, like I can tell if it's the rider's fault. All right. Another thing for buying a horse for a child. Okay. This is going to be touchy because this is very, okay. If you're buying a horse for a kid, and the seller is interested in getting that horse in the right home with the right child, they will let you take it on trial. That being said, you may have to purchase an insurance policy and sign your life away with doing this. But I just feel like a reputable trainer selling a actually reputable, nice horse to a child, if all of those things are in place, you should be able to take that horse on trial. Now, that being said, you may have to give a non-refundable deposit. Like I said, you may have to call an insurance company and get like a waiver on the horse or something like that. But I really feel like that's a big important part of buying a horse from a reputable person for a child. Now, if they are like, we literally cannot do that, you should have free access to go ride that horse for a week or two whenever you want and to try it out. What would you agree or disagree with that, Kayla?
So I agree for a child. Yes. I do not do a trial period on my young horses because I do not trust. It doesn't matter who you are. And 'cause I mean, freak things happen, and I will not let a horse go off my property because I take meticulous care of my horses, and even I miss things or, you know, make mistakes. So for me, I'm not going to let somebody else. Again, these are green impressionable horses. I don't know what you're doing. Are you over jumping my horses? You know, are you leaving them out in the field with inappropriate field mates, you know, things like that and everything like that. So I personally will not let a horse go out on trial because there's too many what ifs.
I completely agree with you for an adult or somebody who has access to get in the car and drive there. And it's not the end of the world if the horse doesn't work out. However, for a child, I don't know. I just feel like if it's the right horse for the right child, we should be able to do this. Of course, you may have all sorts of stipulations, but again, I agree with you because I let a horse go out on trial to an adult amateur and the horse didn't pass the pre-purchase because it was sore on its suspensories. And I'm like, what the hell? Why is this horse sore on its suspensories? So I get the horse back. Turns out she had been jumping the horse in a lesson every night of the entire trial period. And so when he goes to do the pre-purchase, the horse is exhausted and sore. So I can completely see that. But again, a child's not going to do some damage. No, you might just have to check out the management.
Yeah. Yeah. No. And so, and I think for a child, that's completely, you know, relevant that they need to try it because again, you know, what if they're nervous the first day they ride the horse and they don't ride it really well, but then the second day they ride it better because they know the horse. And the horse does really well. And then you're like, yes, this is the horse. Mm-hmm. Again, you can put stipulations like insurance. You can decide the length of the trial. And you can even put, we have let a pony go out to an adult amateur lady a while back, we did let one pony go out, and it was, you have to do the vetting within X amount of time. You're not allowed to jump more than X amount of time.
Yeah.
This and that. Like, there was actually, and it seemed crazy, but also I think even the best intentioned people sometimes feel the pressure of that time frame.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh my God, I got to jump it. I have to jump it all week so that I know that this is going to be my forever horse. And they're not even doing it with ill intention. But you have to think of the repercussions, because then that horse that doesn't jump every day of the week, because why would any horse jump every day of the week, gets sore. And then it's not going to pass the vetting, just like you said.
That horse that did not pass the vetting, bless his heart, his name was Light Up the Ice. And I sold him to somebody else about a week later, and he went on to be the Low Hunter champion in Lexington, Kentucky. So, and they were so mad they didn't buy it. So, you know, buy from somebody honest, buy from somebody with a good reputation. Buy. I just had a guy come out yesterday, and he's like, he's limping along. He came out to look at Kona, and he came out and he's like limping along. And I'm like, what happened? Oh, I got bucked off my horse. And, oh, really? Well, what kind of horse do you have? It's a pain horse. She's so pretty. I bought her at the kill pen. This is a beginner rider that bought a horse from a kill pen and then just got home and tacked it up and rode it. And guess what happened? So when you buy from a reputable agent, buy from a reputable trainer, call your veterinarian and ask them, hey, I'm looking for a horse. Who do you recommend or not recommend? And you can just, you know, just gently tell me who you would not recommend, because they know who does good, reputable things with their horses there behind the scenes, you know?
Good. And I know sale barns do get like a bad rap, and like there are concerns because sometimes we get in horses. You know, I personally actually own or have a stake in all of my horses. And I'm not a quick turnaround sale barn. I like to keep them for 3 months before, or at least know them before, just so I can really speak on them. But I will say other people do get the horses in, and they turn them around quite quickly. And there's always that concern, well, do you actually know the horse? I think if you are going to a reputable sale barn that does that, they have very good instincts of what the horse is, even if they haven't had it for an extended period of time. And so they may not know the horse inside and out, but they know the intentions of the horse. They, you know, they've been around, they've seen personality types, so they can speak and also take their advice as well. Because if you call and say, I'm looking for an amateur friendly horse, I want to look at this horse, and they say, this horse is not for you, but I have two others in the barn that you should look at, look at them. Even if they don't wow you on the video, if you're going to go out, just, I mean, you're already there, you might as well look at them. And be open-minded, because sometimes they do know their horses a little bit better than what you see on the video.
Yep.
And they say, you know, and so they're not always, yeah, it is a business and they want to make money, but the reputable ones want to make.
Okay, I'm going
to
stop you right there,
money.
Because the problem is people who don't know what they don't know reputable and not reputable. If you don't know what you don't know, so how do you know somebody's reputable?
That's what I gave you the advice of, contact local veterinarians and find out who is reputable.
Trainers
all know each other. And, you know, you got to do your research. Plug their name in the internet. There's Google. Google them. See what happens. You know, just word of mouth. Hey, Jamie Jennings is trying to sell me a horse. What do you think about her? Yeah, she's super honest. And to me, that's a nice
like,
compliment.
Oh, she's that wacko lady on the radio.
No, I don't tell anybody about that, number one. Number two, I have worked really hard in Arizona to get a good reputation, which is why it was so frustrating to move to Oklahoma, where now I've only been the buyer agent once. And I did that, gosh, probably two or three times a month. I was horse shopping all the time for people, and mostly kids. So you have to just do your research. What we're saying is, don't just show up somewhere and be like, that's a pretty horse, I saw it on Craigslist. Terrible idea. You're going to get yourself in trouble if you're looking for a kid's horse that's on, you know, Craigslist and there's no video. Another thing that I would say, looking for a horse for kids, Glenn, and this is what we're trying to tell you of how to find and how to see things. When you're looking at a video of the horse, what bit does the horse have on? Kayla, you can probably speak to this too. Is there a martingale holding the horse's head down? You know, what are the kind of circumstances surrounding the horse? Is it a place where they are closed in a small round pen and they've got a bit that would stop a freight train and they're just cantering the horse in circles and circles and circles? Or is it a place where they're out, you know, with a snaffle bit, trotting it around on a loose rein and an indoors, an outdoor, whatever. So you got to kind of look around at the circumstances of what's going on around the horse and what is the horse wearing? What tack is it wearing? You know, is it a walk trot video and the person is wearing a, you know, a flak jacket and like a, you know, a helmet that with a face mask on it? Like, are they scared?
They come out in their full football gear.
Yeah, like, exactly.
This is great.
So what we're telling you is like hire, you know, like I wouldn't buy a used car and not have a mechanic look at it. So keep in mind, you may, you know, I charge 10% of the original purchase price of the horse to find a horse. So if you're looking for a $5,000 horse and I get it for you for three, I'm not cutting out my own commission. So I'm still getting the original purchase price. If that was a horse you went to look at, you were willing to buy it. And I usually can talk them, the seller down to getting my, at least my percentage paid for by taking it off the price. But anyway, you, when you go out and you look at that 10% of the original purchase price, yes, you're going to pay me $500. But you know what? Then you had bought the right horse and you don't have one that's sitting in your backyard that you can't ride because it's going to kill your child.
Yep. Yep.
So do and not do I what I say- did and go out and buy my first horses at the auction. matter of fact, all three horses I owned before this one I bought at the auction. So don't do that.
But you had a wife who's a trainer. You know, so yes. you were in a little bit better.
Yeah, but we were still flipping
situation.
The coin. Let's face it. Yeah,
well, of course. Yeah. I mean, and there's
lucky,
nothing
but...
wrong. If you know what you're looking at yes. and you have somebody with you that can help you in the future, buy a horse. It's fun to buy a horse in auction if you don't care. You know, it's not like, but if you're buying a horse that's like, you're like, I'm going to get to the Olympics on this horse.
Yeah,
or this
way.
Is a horse for my child.
We
and,
were basically
like, my
rescuing
mom,
horses at the auction is what we were doing.
Glenn, yeah. My mama took me to an auction up in Cumming, Georgia when I was like 10 years old and they had a Shetland pony for sale. Okay. And so bing, we get the Shetland pony for $75, get the Shetland pony home. She's three and pregnant. Like, how would you, oh God. So yeah, terrible idea. And by the way, get her home. Hey, let's ride her. Oh God. I ate dirt for years on that pony. But
best practice you could have ever had.
Yeah, exactly. But terrible. You know, that's not responsible parenting or horse buying. So just know what you're getting yourself into. And if you're willing to gamble, great. But you better, if you're not willing to gamble, find somebody to help you.
Good advice.
Well, and I think that's worth, you know, more than 10% in my opinion, but I think 10% is a fair thing. And like, and you know, whether it's your trainer or you get an agent, because there are agents out there that will literally, they'll line up horses for you. You give them your criteria and you say, this is what I want. And this is my budget. And you need to work within that. And they handle all those headache details that you don't have to, you know, they set up the bedding, they do everything and they're only taking 10% plus the years that they've done it. If they've done it for a long period of time, they know who to stay away from, you know, like, oh, we're not going to that barn. You know, they've sold a couple like not nice horses and they're not as advertised and, oh, we're going to go to this barn. And they've already built up those relationships and that's worth money. You know, that is worth
That's a good job. So yeah. So, but basically to round it all out, talk to people, ask around, get recommendations, contact a vet or a farrier. A farrier's going to know who, number one, has horses for sale. And number two, a vet's going to know who takes care of their horses, what horses are vaccinated. You know, if somebody's selling a horse for $25,000 and during the vetting, the vet's like, this horse has not had his sheath cleaned in a year. how are the people actually going to value that horse at $25,000 if they can't even bother to pay to have the sheath cleaned? So you've got to keep in mind all of those things that the vet's going to take into account during a vet check. I would say get a vet check, have a nice, reputable vet not associated with the seller to do a vet check. And I've just had such a hard time buying horses sight unseen that a client of mine, she just insisted on buying a horse. And if she's listening, she knows I'm talking about her. She insisted on buying a horse that she saw in Florida. And she lived in Arizona.
Nobody buys horses in Florida.
It's a terrible thing to do. Here's a nightmare story.
You heard about the Florida man.
It's terrible. So the girl, I was like, I can't get behind this, but if you can't, like, nobody was around to go look at the horse. So, okay, we'll like live chat the riding the horse. So the trainer, the owner gets on the horse and her mom is like Facebook living it. So, or just like live chatting it. And so we watched the horse go and she kept jumping the horse like at the far end of the arena. I was like, can you please get her to come closer and jump the horse closer to the closer fences? This is a white thoroughbred and jumps a couple fences far away, comes and trots by and then jumps fences far. I'm like, this is, there's something wrong here. And she's like, I love this horse. I love it. And so she had it in the cross ties and was getting it while we were, you know, watching it get tacked up. And it's this white thoroughbred. And we get the horse. She buys the horse, ships the horse across the country, unloads the horse. Not the same horse. Not the same horse. But she had no recourse because the horse in the video, it was live streamed. It was not recorded. So she was screwed.
You mean it literally wasn't the same horse? No, I thought you meant the horse's temperament was different. It wasn't the same horse.
Different horse. She bought horse in the pictures of the horse was the same horse she got, but the horse that they were riding in the video was a different horse. Isn't that crazy? That takes balls. I'm like, this horse won't even stand to be tacked up. And we saw it getting tacked up and we saw it jumping and you can't even sit on this thing at a walk without it. I mean, it was a nightmare for her and she was a beginner adult amateur. So, you know, I have had listeners go look at horses for me before. We bought one in Montana because a listener went to see it and that horse worked out great. You know, somebody's got to get there and put their eyes on it and see it, in my opinion, because I've been burned.
Well, so I've purchased 2 horses now off of YouTube.
but you are so buying from reputable places.
That is true. And I did a lot of homework. And I actually consulted, like you said, with my vet. I sent the videos to my vet and said, hey, what do you think of this horse? You know, I like the way it lands off this jump. You know, the flat work seems really good. We had them video the flexions, and everything like that. They, you know, but it's such a gamble. Like my thing was, you know, they're like, oh, you need to pull blood for the drug screening. And I'm like, but what if it's some other horse's blood? You know, like what, you know, yeah, it's a reputable person, but you can very easily, I'm not there. You can stick a needle in another horse's neck, pull the blood, give it to the vet and say, it's this horse. And they don't, even the vet wouldn't know, you know? So like the vet in, cause this was in the Czech Republic. So, you know, it's far enough away. And so there's even self-doubt there, but you know, I did my homework. I talked to people that had bought from them before, you know, Google searched, we did a lot of Googling, a lot of stuff, cause there's also a lot of fraud in the Czech. So, you know, you have to have a good team behind you. You have to have a good vet. You have to have a good trainer.
I remember when you were going through that, and I was so scared for you. Because you're buying a horse sight unseen from the Czech Republic. Yeah. Like, that's a big mistake.
They know what you're not shipping that sucker back if you don't like it. So,
exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
But it worked out. He's pretty awesome, and I think you bought a couple from there now.
Yep. We're actually in the process of looking at another one right now. And, you know, but we've also built up the relationship. And I did call the guy, you know, via Facebook and chat with him about the horses and just to get a feel, because you can hear in their voice and how they answer questions as well. You know, when you ask a specific question and they kind of dodge around it and talk in circles, then it makes you go, Okay. So then you ask another question, and if they don't directly answer the question, then you can kind of piece together and answer your own questions or have your trainer do it. Like if you don't feel confident because you don't have enough experience or maybe you get really excited about the horses and you're like, oh my God, I love that horse. So there's a lot of emotion in it. Have somebody else ask the questions. It's just like going to a doctor, and sometimes you need somebody else in the room, you know, to field the questions because you get super emotional. Or
wait a minute. Horse answer. Women buying horses get emotional? No.
Do you want me to tell you?
Right?
Really?
Do you want me to tell you what I tell children? We're going to see a horse. I'm like, okay, kids, get out of the car. You can see the horse. I'm like, whatever you do, don't look at its face. Do not look at that horse's face. We are not looking at its face until we have ridden it.
Of course,
and we
the
have
first
decided...
thing they do is look at the face. Oh, hey, guys, I have to break up this party. It's time to go.
Oh.
Thank you, Kayla. I let you two talk. No, you'd be here till midnight tonight. So,
oh, my gosh. We totally could.
It was a good conversation, though. Thank you, Kayla, for joining us. We really appreciate it. And we'll talk to you soon when you get down here.
Awesome. I'm looking forward to it. Thanks, guys.
All right, bye, Kayla.
Look at the face.
What's the website, Kayla? What's your website?
www.selkuthsporthorses.com. Selkuth is S-E-L-C-O-U-T-H.
Very good. SelkuthSportHorses.com. Thanks, Kayla.
Thanks, Kayla.
Thanks. All right. Bye.
All right. We're going to go from hearing about how to do it right to people who are doing it wrong.
The
right
dichotomy
after
on the show,
yeah,
is
exactly.
Awesome.
We'll have really bad ads up for you in a second, right after this word from WinTech.
Coach Jen here, HRN Chaos Control Officer and host of the Horse Tip Daily Show here on Horse Radio Network. Longtime Horse Radio Network fans know that I'm a big fan of WinTech saddles. I've been riding in them for about 20 years now. Whether I'm eventing, showing in dressage, or fox hunting, or hitting the trail at an endurance competition, I know my saddle fits my horse, and it's going to hold up to the toughest conditions and look great doing it. You may be wondering exactly which saddle do I use for this varied group of disciplines? Well, WinTech makes saddles for every discipline. That's how. I have several. And WinTech doesn't sit on their laurels. 2019 brings even more innovation to the saddle range, so head out to your local tack store and have a sit in one. Or you can contact your favorite online retailer, arrange a test ride, or check them out online at wintechsaddles.us.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
Horse trader and reputable dealer don't usually end up in the same sentence, do they?
No, because a reputable dealer would not be considered a horse trader.
Well, this is the time for really bad ads. It's time when we look at ads that aren't the best at selling horses, and we just have a little fun with them. They're submitted by our listeners, and we've been doing this for about as long as the show started. I think
now you
years.
Are not allowed to have a soul when you read these, yes. Because
well,
yes,
it was you getting all soul-y last week.
It's true. I actually have purchased twice horses that were on this that I was found looking for really bad ads. So don't do it.
We do give away
prizes.
Do
what
prizes.
I say, not what I do.
We do give away prizes, and this month's prize is a box of crap, which we'll give away next week. That's a box of stuff out of my closet that I don't want anymore. And
it's good stuff. It's new. It's not like his old underwear that he's just boxing
correct,
up. Like
yes.
It's like books that were sent or prizes or something like that.
That's right. So right. We are going to start with Loreen, who
yay!
Actually came through and sent hers in an audio version today. We love when Loreen does this.
Hi, this is Loreen Barden, and I'm going to read a really bad ad. This ad is dedicated to my friend Jamie, who only lives 6 states to the west. Paint, mare, horse, $1,500. Located Wagner, South Dakota. There will be a rehoming fee. She is not free. Contact the number for more info on that. She does have papers, but currently do not have. They are still with previous owner. We have had her for around 4 years or so years now. She is around 25. Not quite exactly sure how old, though. T-H-O. In her 20s, for sure. She was used in a feedlot. How do you use a horse in a feedlot? Before we got her, she does have a piece on her eye that will need to be taken care of. Piece of what? I don't know. Currently doesn't seem to bother her. She can have times to where the heat in summer can tend to get to her. She likes to stay in the shaded barn. As in, we don't ride when it's miserably hot out. And that's it. That's the whole ad. Thanks. Bye.
So a 25-year-old horse that is something wrong with the eye that is experiencing
sticking out of the eye, but it's okay.
Problems in the summer is 25. Did you say $2,500? Oh, good Lord. $1,500, something like that. Anyway.
Thanks, Lorene. Hard. We always like it when you read them better.
And lovely. Thank you for dedicating this to me. I actually found the next one and I'll rededicate it to you because this is in Duncan, Oklahoma. And I would like to point out that punctuation, knowing where you should place punctuation is important.
And knowing okay? how to place punctuation.
Well, yeah. So just anything that is, I'll just tell you now, anytime there's a period in this, there are two spaces before and two spaces after the period. So it's like, it just falls off, then there's a dot, and then it comes kind of back in. All right. So this is in Duncan, Oklahoma. Duncan. It says, mare for sale, $900. Describe the picture of this mare for sale.
Oh, I didn't notice what the mare was enclosed in. I didn't notice that. So we have a mare with, I mean, it looks like your average mare, but it's standing right along the barbed wire fence with its neck hanging over, about 1 inch away from being cut in the jugular.
In the jugular. Like, yes. I mean, she wants out.
I didn't notice the barbed wire fence before. It's brand new barbed wire, too. This isn't the old rusty stuff.
It's pretty shiny. You got to pay for it, though. They got to sell their mare. That's right. Have a bay mare for sale. She has been rode on trails
around. Can I stop you? I got to stop you because I got to talk about this. So you and I put a horse out there, be cut to shreds. This person intentionally puts up barbed wire, and I guarantee you that horse has never been cut.
You know, I look at people, horses that, you know, the people live with junk in their yard and stuff and like metal pieces.
Yeah, their horses never step on a piece of metal ever.
If they do, they don't live long, so they don't stick around.
Sorry, go ahead. Start over. Just.
I have a bay mare for sale. She has been rode on trails around pasture, up and down the road and in parades.
Yeah.
Space, period, space. 900 OBO, space, period, space. She rides good for an experienced rider. No space. No capital letters. You make me an offer or let me know what you have to trade. These are good horse. No spook. Buck or bite.
These are good horse.
These are good horse. No spook. Comma. Buck or bite. So with not utilizing the correct punctuation or tense, these are good horse. No spook. Buck or bite. Yeah.
You know, they forgot to mention that it is barbed wire safe. But I got to say, maybe they put up the barbed wire because it kept crashing through all the other fences. Because this is brand new.
It's pretty fancy. Yeah. Pretty fancy living in Duncan, Oklahoma.
Hold on 1 second. I just dropped my mouse.
Did it run away?
I can't scroll without it. All right. You got me so excited, I dropped my mouse. Rebecca sent this one in. Oh, I got an easy one. Okay, so this is off of Craigslist, and this is all it says. Where are they at? In Virginia, somewhere. Horse, $700. Good-looking horse for sale. That's it.
Huh.
That's all. Call or text. $700. It's good-looking.
Wow.
Do you think it was ugly? They would have put ugly horse for sale.
I bet those people cannot send me a video.
No, they're not sending you a video. There's no picture.
No.
I don't even know what color it is. They could have put white or brown or...
Hey, she's good looking.
She's or good looking.
He.
Yeah, we don't even know that.
Horse trailer. This was sent in by Karen.
Oh my God.
Horse trailer, $650 in Dayton. Oh my God. It looks like a murder victim.
It does.
I have That's a bumper pulled two horse trailer for sale. It has six lug axles. Whatever that means, is kind of rough, but usable.
Kind of rough.
By rough means it looks like somebody took a knife and stabbed it in the front and drug the knife all the way around to like almost halfway around it.
You did a video with the horse you got in for training that was spooky at everything. You did a video with Chad holding the chainsaw and actually running the chainsaw right in front of this horse.
Yeah.
It looks like Chad took the chainsaw to the trailer.
You're right.
He cut the whole... You're it's right. one of those two rounded, two front trailers. By the way, the roof is completely rusted. But it does look... There's a great big gash. It looks like somebody cut it in half.
You know what? They should have sold this before Halloween.
Yeah, maybe. By the way, six lug axle means that there's six lug nuts as opposed to four.
Okay. On the wheels. Well, thanks for
I knew that. Aren't you proud?
No, not really.
And I want to point out something that you did not even compliment
don't,
me on.
Don't.
What?
Don't go there.
I said happy birthday to Michaela Strukel today. And it's spelled really funny. And you didn't even comment on how well I did with that.
Because I figured you were getting it wrong. I just don't want you to embarrass yourself.
I actually wrote to her earlier and she told me how to pronounce it.
Now we know the truth. I did think as soon as you said that, I was like, huh. But yeah, I just figured you were getting it wrong.
All right, Charlotte sent this one in, and she's here in Florida, right here in my neighborhood. By the way, I got to do a plug. The latest episode of People of Florida that our producer Jemmy does, it's episode 2. If you go to People of Florida on your podcast player, she actually talks to people in Florida. Well, she interviewed Charlotte. I don't know if you had a chance to listen to this, but she interviewed our friend Charlotte, the para rider and all-around muscle woman who weightlifts for a living, it seems. And it was a fabulous interview. It was one of the best interviews I've heard Jemmy do. And Charlotte was she's so likable and she's so positive about everything. So take a listen to that. I think you'll really, really enjoy that. So this is from Charlotte from Facebook page, Horses for Sale in Florida. 14-inch treeless barrel saddle for sale or trade. Wanting to trade for a rough out saddle or something with a tree. We'll trade for a better brand treeless. I bet you will.
What?
I want a better brand for this one. I just don't like this one. It's a great saddle, but I don't like it. Ha ha. I'm open to offers and trades, so feel free to PM me. Let me get this right. You have a crappy treeless saddle, and you want to trade for my really expensive treeless saddle.
That really did not make any sense. It's like, I've got this horse in the backyard, and I'll trade it for something that's better.
That's better. Yeah, that's it.
I'm wondering though, is she open to offers and trades?
Apparently.
I couldn't tell. Oh Lord, here we go.
Oh, this is a long one.
Jay Moreland, you need to write your first name. I'm going to go with Jessica.
I'm going
Thank
with
you,
Jennifer.
Jennifer, Jessica. She's married to a Jennifer. It could be Jamie. We don't know.
That's true.
Jay Moreland or Moreland.
It could be James. Why are we assuming it's a woman?
That's true. Because
99% of our listeners are women. Is that why we're saying?
Yeah. If you're a boy, you should message us back. All right. So this is an article off of Facebook, and it says we need to read to the bottom or potentially be missed. That's the first line of this ad. ISO lesson type medium pony, 13-13 one hands in Florida, not small in New York. Not a large in California, but a saintly medium in Florida. Gender not important.
Huh?
What is important? Must pack around a tall 6-year-old and walk trot. Eventually teach 6-year-old to canter. Ability to do short stirrup eventually. Ages 8 to 14. Child is nervous and timid when she sits on something new. And future pony cannot care because she comes out of her shell. Must be quiet, but not so quiet that the little girl's legs are kicked right off. Budget is under $10,000 to purchase, not lease. Doesn't need to be fancy, but cute enough that when family members see the pictures, they don't think future pony is a donkey hog cross. Changes are a bonus, but not necessary if they have a hunter pony type. Oh, changes are a bonus, but not necessary if they have hunter pony type GPS. Knows that after this diagonal line to the right, they're going left and they land on the lead 9 times out of 10. This is for a sweet little girl who wants her own pony to love and hang on. Dress up, ride bareback, and become her best friend and confidant. The pony she can win some ribbons at the local circuit. My request, exact price, exact height, exact age, videos. Disclaimer, as much as I love seeing the perfect kid rides with a trainer, I want the ugly rides. The one where the kid is all over the place and the pony does its job no matter what. Pictures. Decent confirmation one, please. Not standing in the field covered in mud. Any other information, send me a paragraph, send me a full bio, send me as much information as possible. Be prepared for trainer and mom to get more information. Be prepared for a pro to come and try the pony. Be prepared for that wonderful child will nervously sit on the pony for the first time and mess up tragically, but could easily fall in love. Please send me a message with the above criteria. I would like to say to this buyer, please up your budget by about $40,000.
And listen to the beginning of our show.
Although I think that they were very honest. Yeah. I do think that if you want a pony that is like going to be a super hunter pony that has changes and everything, it's a $30,000 pony minimum.
And that's not that a fancy. Probably advertising on Craigslist for this is not the right way to go.
Yeah, good point.
That's the other thing. Chelsea sent this one in. Spooky project horse would make nice family horse or just a good buddy on trails. $600 in Lafayette. Panda is a 7-year-old black and white warm blood. Spooks on trails and sometimes in ring. A good kid safe horse. Wait a minute. Spooks on trails and sometimes in rig. A good kid safe horse.
What?
Fun project for someone looking to start training and comes with everything. He's escaped a couple of times and runs off with rider often. Will be a cool challenge. How come it's always a cool challenge for the next person? I've trained him long enough and he's ready for a new friend. No, you haven't trained him at all.
You have done a terrible job training him.
He's not trained. He's not trained at all. But he's great he's a good kid safe horse. He runs off and he spooks at everything. But you know what kid doesn't like that?
Just the title.
Yes.
Spooky project horse would make a nice family horse or just a good buddy on trails. Buddy spooks on trails and in the ring and yes. He will run off.
Yes. There will be hospital bills with this one. Chelsea, that was a good find.
Lord.
Annie.
I want to call. That's one I want to call. You win a prize. I want to call that one.
Yeah. Annie sent this one in. 7-year-old mare pony, $175.
I love mare ponies.
7-year-old mare pony. She's around 42 inches. She is not, with capital letters, not broke to ride. She can be hard to catch, and she is skittish until she warms up. Well, she's not broke to ride. What's she warming up for? Would make a good Xmas present for a little girl.
No, she would not. No!
Two in a row. Are they being sold by the same person?
I would like to defer to the beginning of our show again.
Oh my God. I can't believe that they wrote this. Not broke to ride, skittish until she warms up, would make a good Christmas present, all in like 2 sentences.
The only thing better than this mare pony for a Christmas present for a little girl is if it was in a stud colt. For a little girl for Christmas.
Yes.
Oh God.
Yes.
Oh, James sent this one in. Oh, this is in Donnellan, Florida.
We do end up with themes, don't we, on these shows?
We do. This is the dichotomy, yin and yang of our show today.
Yeah, it sure is, James. Donnellan's right up the street. I was just in Donnellan yesterday.
Need a new horse? Merry Christmas from me to you. $2,000 at Donnellan.
How did I miss this when I was driving up there?
You didn't go see this horse.
I didn't,
come on.
Apparently.
Well, it's an AQHA 5-year-old mare sound. Trained for Western pleasure and started on trail, needs a forever home. Can be rode by anyone that knows anything about riding. Can clipper. She stands for farrier and she loves people. Hurry, because I keep changing my mind.
Anybody that says that's a warning sign you should have went over in the beginning of the show. If they say they keep changing their mind, they're not changing their mind. They wanted to get rid of this horse.
I'm going to I'm going to do, Kayla will come on next week and we'll do the biggest red flags of horse buying.
Why?
Biggest red flag.
That is the newest sales technique we've seen on ads. We didn't see that 10 years ago, but we've seen it in the last couple of years. Like, I'm going to change my mind if you don't come out right now.
Yeah, but what happens if you want a seller while I'm in the car and I get there and you've changed your mind, then I drove out for no reason.
Yeah. They're not really changing their mind. It's a sales tactic.
I know. You know what? You better buy it now because there's three people that are waiting on
that's
it.
Right.
You know what? Sell it to them then.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm not in a hurry.
You know, and the other thing you guys didn't go over, and you probably don't believe this, but
you
we always
cut us off. We could have talked for another half an hour.
We always believe that if it was meant to, if it was meant to be your horse, it'll be your horse. We don't push it. If it was meant to be mine, it'll be mine.
No, my theory. If it's I'm gonna get it.
See, I didn't think you'd agree with that. All right.
Hurry. I might change my mind. Buy the damn horse.
Shari, is it C-H-R-Y? Shari. I'm going with Shari. Grade gelding, 10 years old. His name is Chubbs. He is utterly broke to ride. Tie him anywhere and he'll hang out. Put the grandkids on him for pony rides. Move your neighbor's cows out of your horse pasture and back into their cow pasture. Let your cousin take him to 4-H and run barrels. It's all good. But he doesn't like his back feet touched. Like his back feet touched. Now, not when he is tied, not by the grandkids, not by your neighbor, not by the farrier, and definitely not by your cousin. Not kidding, folks. He'll take your kneecaps off. Potential buyer will need at least to try and pick up his hind feet. What are you trying to? You're gonna have to sign a disclaimer before they do it. Just so you know, I've got the kahunas to work with him.
No, it says potential buyer will need to at least try and pick up.
I know they trying to kill him.
Just so I know, you've got the kahunas to work with him.
Oh, now I get it. Then he says, "Cause I don't." Oh my!
You know
God.
What? Let me tell you something. Please, if you go look at this horse, do not try to pick up those hind legs because you need to do a lot more work before you just march right in and try to pick up a hind leg. That's a terrible idea.
This is a guy that's not worried about a lawsuit. We say guy because it's a guy in the picture riding this fat horse. And his name is Chubbs. It fits. So you're encouraging somebody to get kicked on your property? That doesn't make sense either.
This is one of those. Remember, I told you to watch out for, like, take a look at what's going on in the picture. So the horse in this photo, this is their sale photo, decided to put a picture of a horse that literally has like 8-inch shanks on the bit. Pulling on the reins.
I can hardly see in the picture.
Well, you can see where the reins start, and it's about 8 inches from the horse's mouth. So that's about 8-inch shanks on the horse's bit. And they're pulling on the rein, and the horse is pinning its ears. So it's like, you win.
And I don't think it brushes real well either because it's not been brushed in a while.
Well, you can't touch his hind legs, Glenn. Oh, my God.
So obviously they haven't been trimmed in a while. The hind feet are a little long right now.
I had a real hard time separating the really bad ads from the segment before on how to buy.
I know we've overanalyzed every ad this section.
Sorry about that, people. I chucked the fun right out of it.
Yeah. I mean, we've analyzed every one today. We don't usually do that. We're usually
I'm
more
gonna get
callous.
Better. I know. I need to do the sales segments with Kayla on different days.
Yeah, on a different day. We'll get back to our callous selves next week.
Yes.
Our callous, uncaring selves. That'll be next week. In the meantime, have a terrific weekend. We'll see you here on Monday. Start thinking about your radiothon entries. We're going to talk more about that on Monday because time is running out. It is now November 1st. So you have to get in the holiday spirit now that Halloween thing's over. You have enough candy. It should get you up all night writing.
Not anymore. Not after the Switch Witch visits my house tonight.
I think you made that up.
It was on an article on USA Today, and I was like, what is this Switch Witch? And I Google it, Switch Witch, Google it. Apparently, it's a witch that lives up in the clouds and will come down and take your candy and leave your presents.
I think you made it up. That's what I think. All right, everybody, thanks. Have a terrific weekend.
Bay Neuter Geld. Hey, wait, what did you learn today?
Oh, what did I learn today?
You learned so much.
That you and Kayla know a lot about buying and selling horses. I learned that. I learned that we can never talk about serious stuff before we do really bad ads.
Did you learn not to look it in the face before you buy it? Because that's what I was hoping.
You know, when you tell somebody that, the first thing they do is look in the face, right?
Don't look at it in the face. Little girl, I take her out there. I was like, don't you look this pony in the face. And I swear to you, she marches right up, looks at it into its eyes, and her eyes pop into hearts.
You see?
And they start coming out with the cartoon.
That's why you can't say that.
No!
You tell them not to look at it in the back feet. So that's the first thing they look at.
Don't look at that face, you guys. It goes for men, too. If they don't, you know what? Don't look at them in the face first. You got to do some research before you look them in the face.
Yeah, says the girl who probably was the same way.
Totally. Do as I say, not as I do. I've said that 100 times today.
Bye. Have a good weekend.